The best way to break the ice with somebody is to get lubed up together.
Whoa. Okay, isn't that, this is already.
Isn't that right, Amy?
It is. It is indeed.
It is. Yeah. Amy got lubed up with the guy that she went out on a date with.
Stop.
His name is Bryce, and I guess they met while they were getting their oil changed for their car.
Oh, thank God.
So did you guys meet like in the waiting room while you're getting your oil changed? Is that what happened?
Yeah, it was like a movie, like a really low-budget movie about two people getting their oil changed.
You're really lucky. I'm always, like, stuck in there with some old dude that loves the popcorn too much.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, I actually usually change my own oil, but I had a really busy week that week, and so I was like, all right, like, lap of luxury, I'll go have someone do it for me.
Right. How'd you guys strike up a conversation?
Oh, you know, I kind of, like, noticed him looking at me, and, you know, when you're the only two people in a waiting room, mm-hmm. it was, like, first thing in the morning, so there weren't, like, a ton of people, and, I don't know, it's just, like, a friendly vibe, so we started talking, and I thought he was really cute and, like, easygoing, and, you know, like, a guy who, like, didn't know a lot about cars, but was, like, he was kind of trying, like, I like cars. My dad taught me about them, and I was kind of, like, giving him a hard time.
So you're basically just emasculating him, being like, you don't know what you're saying. I changed my own oil. I'm only here because I didn't have time today. What about you, chump?
No, I was really nice about it.
I would think that that would be really attractive to a male, like a girl who is really hands-on and mechanical.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like he was into it because we actually went on a date from there.
Oh. Like straight from the oil change place?
Well, no, but like we gave each other phone numbers.
Oh.
And went out like 2 days later.
Nice.
Okay, I thought you just left straight from there.
Yeah.
Went to like a Denny's or something. Yeah. Hey, after getting the oil change, I like to wash it down with some sausage from Denny's. All right, so what'd you guys do on your date?
So I have a couple different hobbies, and we were talking on the phone. We weren't sure what to do, so I take this painting class on Thursday nights, and it's really cool. It's like a painting, but also like that night was like stop motion night. I don't know. It's great. So you like do all these drawings where they move incrementally. So at the end, you get like a flip book.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It's cool. I know I sound like a dork, but it's cool.
And so, I mean, he knew that that's what he was going to. He was excited about going to this class with you.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I know this is super nerdy, but it's actually really fun.
I would have just gone off board and made like a pervy flip book for you.
Yeah, actually, this was pretty good.
Really?
Oh, okay.
All right. So he impressed you with his artistic skills?
He did indeed. His sensitivity and his artistic skills. He showed me what he's working on at the end of class, and it was really good for a first timer. And I thought we were having a fun time. So after the class, I was like, do you want to go get a drink? You know, something really low-key. And he said he had to get up early. And I think I, like, ribbed him a little bit about that. And I, like, called him a party pooper or something.
How early in the evening was this?
It was, like, 9 p.m. You know, okay. I was, like, borderline. So
that's pretty late for a weeknight,
yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think 9 p.m. is early for a weeknight.
Yeah, because you sleep 2 hours a night. You are not one that gets to judge how much sleep people actually need.
But we get up to do a morning show. Like, if you're getting up at 8, 9 in the morning to work, 9 o'clock is not necessary. That's kind of turning in early, I would think. Maybe not.
You know, no judgment. First date. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, you know, boundaries. I'm a modern girl.
So how did you guys end things? Did he make any plans with you to see you in the future?
We, like, talked about it. He walked me in my car, and we had a quick kiss, and he said he would call me, and he hasn't. And it's been a couple of weeks, and I reached out to him once, and then I just, like, left it alone.
Because
I didn't want to, you know, overdo it.
Why do you think he's not calling you back?
You know, I wondered if either I ribbed him too much, or I don't know. You know, some guys, they don't like women who are, like, on top of their game. Like, I have hobbies. I have a life. Like, I change my own oil.
Yeah. I've always been unattracted to girls with hobbies and lives because they want you to be involved in their stuff. And then it's like, oh, God, I only want to worry about myself, you know? So I can understand that.
That's tough.
No, come on.
I don't know.
I mean, if that was the case, you wouldn't want to go out with them again.
No. And I don't think that's the case. And I just really liked him. And I thought maybe it's, like, a little weird to have a radio station call somebody, but you guys are so cool, and I listen all the time, and I just thought, hey, it's worth it. Like, if it doesn't work out, that's okay, but I am curious.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, all right?
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Hang on.